Not long afterward, at the reception for my daughter's wedding, I found myself speaking to one of my son-in-law's professors from Hebrew University. The man was a talker, and he had a little too much to drink. He was rambling about how his cousin was doing some kind of work in South Africa, and had told him some stories about golems. You know about the golem, the old legend about a rabbi who breathes life into an inanimate statue? Mary Shelley stole the idea for her book Frankenstein. I didn't say anything at first, just listened. The man went on blathering about how these golems weren't made from clay, nor were they docile and obedient. As soon as he mentioned reanimating human bodies, I asked for the man's number. It turns out he had been in Cape Town on one of those adrenaline tours. Shark feeding, I think it was.
He rolls his eyes.
Apparently the shark had obliged him, right in the tuchus, which is why he had been recovering at Rutschur when the first victims of Khayelitsha Township were brought in. He hadn't seen any of these cases firsthand, but the staff had told him enough stories to fill my old dictaphone. I then presented his stories along with those decrypted Chinese emails to my superiors. And this is where I directly benefited from the unique circumstances of our precarious security. In October of 1973, when the Arab sneak attack almost drove us into the Mediterranean, we had all the intelligence in front of us, all the warning signs, and we had simply dropped the ball. We had never considered the possibility of an all-out, coordinated, conventional assault from several nations, certainly not on our holiest of holidays. From 1973 onward, if 9 intelligence analysts came to the same conclusion, it was the duty of the 10th to disagree. No matter how unlikely or far-fetched a possibility might be, one must always dig deeper. If a neighbor's nuclear power plant might be used to make weapons-grade plutonium, you dig. If a dictator was rumored to be building a cannon so big it could fire anthrax shells across whole countries, you dig. And if there was even the slightest chance that dead bodies were being reanimated as ravenous killing machines, you dig and dig until you struck the absolute truth. And that is what I did. I dug. At first, it wasn't easy. With China out of the picture, the Taiwan crisis put an end to any intelligence gathering, I was left with very few sources of information. A lot of it was chaff, especially on the Internet. Zombies from space and Area 51. What is your country's fetish for Area 51 anyway? After a while, I started to uncover more useful data. Cases of rabies similar to Cape Town. It wasn't called African rabies until later. I uncovered the psychological evaluations of some Canadian mountain troops recently returned from Kyrgyzstan. I found the blog records of a Brazilian nurse who told her friends all about the murder of a heart surgeon.